Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:52, and you're going to be hearing and seeing advertisements a lot more, a lot like this one.
This is your coup. This is your siege. This is your insurrection. With your support for Donald Trump, you have brought this shame to America. You, Josh Hawley, you supported this, and you will be held accountable. This disgrace is all yours.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And joining us live on Total Information AM is co-founder of The Lincoln Project, Reed Galen. Thank you so much for taking our call this morning.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us about the situation in the Senate as we move toward impeachment today. I'll ask you about that in just a moment. But when it comes to Josh Hawley, what's your group calling for the Senate to do or for Josh Hawley to do?
Well, I mean, I think based on Senator Hawley's acts of the last 2 weeks, first announcing his objections to the traditional and normal counting of electoral votes. And let's be clear, too, the undisputed winner of this election was Joe Biden, and it wasn't close. And then his continual objecting in the face of all evidence to the contrary, certainly before the insurrection last week, during, he sends out fundraising emails, and then after, he continues with his objections when he knows that this was all, a farce, to bolster his own political ambitions. So from our perspective, Josh Hawley should not be a U.S. senator from Missouri. I don't think he lives there anyway. And so he should either do the dignified thing and resign, or his colleagues should expel him.
And what do you think the Senate Republicans are going to do, especially as we hear about impeachment and Mitch McConnell may be open to voting for conviction? But what about when it comes to expelling their colleagues?
Well, I mean, I think the thing that Senator Hawley has going against him, I'm not sure. Well, we know that there's at least 50 Democrats, so they would need to be 17 Republicans to join them. And I think the biggest problem for Senator Hawley is I'm not sure he's particularly popular within his conference anyway. I think that Senator McConnell, the majority leader, is probably still extremely upset with him and Senator Cruz and the other people who joined in these objections, because he had admonished them to absolutely not take this action last week, and they did it anyway. And so is it a done deal? No. Is it a sure thing? No. But my guess is that there's a lot of U.S. senators, Republicans certainly, who will take a serious look at it, and they very well might send him from office.
And Reed, just about a little less than a minute left as we look at impeachment, the House votes today. But what do you see for the Republican Party moving forward, whether it's getting through this vote or whether it's, some people are saying there may be a split into two parties?
Well, I would say this is that, there will be Republicans that join Democrats today in the impeachment vote. It will pass. Speaker Pelosi will send those articles over to Mitch McConnell almost immediately, as I understand it. And the Republican Party is really two parties in one now. You have one led by Donald Trump and people like Kevin McCarthy and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, which is the anti-democratic authoritarian wing. And you have the Democratic side of the aisle led by people like Liz Cheney from Wyoming. And I think, unfortunately, right now, the Trumpist wing is on the ascendance and has the momentum. There are more of them, both in the U.S. House. There's probably a fair number of them in the U.S. Senate. And the base voters in places like in Missouri are very conservative, are very strong supporters of President Trump. And we shouldn't expect that that's just going to go away because Donald Trump leaves office next week. So I think that, it'll be interesting to see whether or not Mitch McConnell actually takes up a vote. I read something this morning that said he'll bring the Senate back, but not until next Tuesday, the 19th, which means that he's trying to thread a political needle of actually pretending to hold a vote, but not actually take the political consequences for it, which is very Mitch McConnell.
Reed Galen, the co-founder of The Lincoln Project, joining us live this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.